Busco al edificio. Who would have thought? Generally we think about our Guru Vaishnava and he is a very big politician. He is just trying to entangle me in such a big knot. By his very, very soft voice, by his entrapping statement, he is trying to entrap me into this fight, yes, fight. He could have thought, an ardent person always thinks like this, but ordinary person. But Arjun thought, if suppose Krishna is politician is trying to entrap me in this war, then what is the benefit he will get out of it? What is the interest of Krishna in it? Why does he want me to be involved in such a big fight? No, Krishna has no interest in it. So his advice is not motivated by his own interest. He does not have any interest in the fight or in this war. So whatever advice he is giving is real advice, not a political or motivated or diplomatic advice. So similarly, we should see that our Gurudev, our Vaishnava, when they are advising us, when they are giving some instructions to us, he has got nothing to do with those instructions. He has got no any motivation, no interest, no self-interest, and it is purely for our benefit. We should not think that he is tricking us or he is just befooling us. If Arjun does a fight, yudh, what was the interest of Krishna? No interest. In fact, generally, speakers of the Bhagavad are of two kinds. Nirag Vakta and Sarag Vakta. Vakta means speaker. Nirag. Without any attachment and motivation. Speakers without motivation and Sarag Vakta, speaker with motivation and interest and desire. In general, Gurudev is on the Madhyam Adhikar. Mostly, where there is a preaching and teaching system, Gurudev always stands at Madhyam Adhikar. Real Uttam Adhikari giving a teaching to the disciples and disciples is taking, it does not place, it does not take place in natural process. It is extremely extraordinary situation, like Narad went to Chitraketu and converted him like this. Such Uttam Adhikari, when they do with their own desire and skill and by their own potency. And here, the disciple doesn't need to do any, he doesn't need to perform any sadhana. It is only by the mercy of Uttam Adhikari that he converts. But this is not the rule. This is exception from the all rule. It does not happen normally. Even when we say our Gurudev and Vaishnava is Uttam Adhikari, in real sense he is not of that Uttam Adhikari. Because a person who is really Uttam Adhikari is like Parikar. Then Maharaj again told about Gop Kumar. When Gop Kumar found that this boy is understanding everything but unable to realize it, and then he put his hand on him and he realized everything. This can be done by whom? By Uttam Adhikar, Uttam person, Bhagavad. But Guru generally in this world, when preaching strategy goes on, he is on Madhyam Adhikari. Generally, when we hear our Gurudev, who is situated on Madhyam Adhikar, we hear so many good things. We hear all the principles. We hear that Gopijan Ballabh has got a special speciality from his another form that is of Nanda Nandanan, Yashoda Nanda. We heard that we should have directly attachment like gopis who are having Krishna, love for Krishna. We know everything because we have heard from our Gurudev. But still, alas, what to do? These unwanted desires do not go out of our heart. They still remain in our heart. When Gopakumar found that when I have told this whole katha to him, now he is totally free from other desires and now only one desire is in him, that he wants to become friend of Krishna. But still, he is not getting that situation. Haji? Dadana Prabhu Pangana. Aapo? Yeah. When he found that he has no other desire, then he put his hand on his head. Guru finds, yes, it happens that we don't have any other desire, but still we don't come to the level of realization. There remains a gap between uni-minus that we are one, having one point formula in our life, one point desire in our life, that we want only this thing and no other desire at all. This can be realized by Gurudev, and our state of realization. We are still unable to realize it. Here Guru gives his mercy. Gopakumar gave his mercy and he suddenly found he is rising above and he went to Golok and Krishna, just spreading his hands, was waiting for him. He reached there. Oh, after such a long time, I was waiting for you so anxiously. Krishna says to this part, I was waiting for you so anxiously. I tried my level best, some or other, that you should forget this world, your material world, and come to me. I tried it also, but you did not. I sent him, you did reject him. I sent him, you reject. And then I personally came. And then I sent Gopakumar. Anyway, now you have come. I am so pleased. I am obliged. Krishna says to him, I am obliged. How it happened? It doesn't happen to us. Because it was mercy of Gopakumar. Who is Gopakumar? He is not Bhagavata, Uttam Bhagavat. He is more than that. He is Parikar, the eternal associate of now Krishna. When such Parikar, he puts his hands on the head of any person, he will at the same time will go to rise above to the level of Goloka Vrindavan. In generally, all disciples get benefit from Gurudev. Gurudev is situated at the level of Madhyam Adhikar, but there are 3 degrees of Madhyam Adhikari, 3 categorization of Madhyam Adhikari. Kanishth Madhyam, Madhyam Madhyam, and Uttam Madhyam. Hmm? Kanishth Madhyam?
Madhyam Kanishth.
I am not describing Madhyam. Anish Madhyam, Madhyam Madhyam, Uttam Madhyam. So Guru should be, or generally, must be Uttam Madhyam, or at least Madhyam Madhyam. If he is Madhyam Madhyam and Uttam Madhyam, generally he will be Nirag Vakta. Then he will speak without any interest and motivation. So, The speaker who is our Gurudev right now should be situated at Uttam Madhyam or at least Madhyam Madhyam and should be Nirag Vakta. Should be a speaker without any desire, material motivation. How can it be possible that a speaker is Nirag? Ni means without, rag means attachment. When he will not be having any material expectations. He should not have any material desire. He should be realized to some extent. Then he will be able to speak something which will be effective. He is fit to become Guru. Such person must have some entrance in the thoughts, subtle thoughts. Thoughts like thoughts of Raghunath Das Goswami. Then he is fit to become Guru. He should have received some sort of Shuddha Sattva also in him. So he should be at least Madhyam Me Madhyam. He should be at least Madhyam Me Madhyam. And best if he is Madhyam Me Uttam. He is Uttam Madhyam. Madhyam Me Uttam. What does it mean by topmost in Madhyam? The translation of it is Madhyam Me Madhyam means middle in Madhyam. Madhyam Me Uttam is topmost in Madhyam. Topmost in?
Should be at least middle Madhyam.
Madhyam Me Madhyam.
Next is here is the middle of the platform of the spirit of the Bhagavad power to go to the with the soft self. You know, as described, what is the Madhyamadi Kali devotion? It is to say, in the midst, not on the
middle of it. Yeah. Not on the
periphery.
Periphery. Some symbol and some testing point Maharaj is giving for the Madhyam and Madhyam. What is the characteristic of such person? He never desires for material gain, that is fact, and if he gets, he does not get anything enthusiasm out of it. If money comes to him, if wealth comes to him, if prestige comes to him, he does not get disturbed, agitated, and enthused. Oh, he doesn't get pleased because of these things. Rather, sometimes he becomes very much restless if at all he is unable to perform his devotional services. So if his bhakti gets affected, he instead of getting enthused, he gets perturbed and disturbed. And if he is Saraga Bhakta, in Hindi there is a phrase, uski baanchiyan khil uthengi. His face will expand, his face will come out. And prestige comes and he is paanchiyan khil uthengi. So Guru and Vaishnava to whom you are listening should not be Sarag, they should be Nirag. So, there is categorization, there is labeling of classification of different differentiation in between sadhus also. Differentiation is also there? Not discrimination. In discrimination, the word is differentiation. Bhisham Pitama and Prahlad, both are called Jnani Bhakta. Bhisham Pitama and Prahlad, both are Jnani Bhakta. But still there is some specialization in between both of them. Rather, Bhisham Pitama is more specialized. Similarly, Yudhishthira Maharaj and Arjun, they are Pandavas. They are said to be on the same platform in the category of bhakta, but there is also some labeling, speciality, gradation, whatever you understand.
Arjuna and Yudhishthira.
Eh? Arjuna and Yudhishthira.
Arjuna
is superior. Yeah. Arjuna is superior. Maharaj did not say this, naturally, Arjuna is superior. Well, if you listen it and understand it, only this will not do. You have to realize it by the strength of your bhajan. Maharaj said. I really become unhappy, Maharaj said. People don't understand. What to speak of realize it. And they ask such a silly question. And then I become disturbed. Maharaj was saying. Many questions he was putting. Then he seeing someone was asking me. And he was having on this thing. And very clearly. He says, we should understand it very clearly. Maharaj, will Ritvik Guru will do? There is a question. Very prominent question in our those who are coming from this ISKCON background, they are very much concerned on this point. Will Ritvik Guru do? When real Guru is there, then what does it mean by Ritvik Guru? Maharaj was saying. There is provision of Ritvik sacrifice. But these are all for material gains. When it comes to the stage of spiritual and transcendental, there is no any point of world ritual. Any person who is really guiding you into Krishna consciousness is your guru. And only living person can guide you. There is no question of that some representative will come and will guide you. Wherever there is the point of...
Ritvik sacrifice.
These are conducted for the material gain, with the aim of material gain. Then there is also very, very, very important thing to understand that in the differentiation point of view, when we are thinking about their differences and classification, we are trying to understand. A person, he is just ordinary sadhak, just entered into Krishna consciousness only a few days before, but some or other has become interested to enter into the bhava of gopis. That thing has really caught his heart and now he is desirous for it. And then there is a bhakt like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is a realized soul. And a person who is not realized at all but has generated a desire in his heart that he should become devotee of Krishna, lover of Krishna like gopis. There is a lot of difference in it. Of course, as question, as regard of realization point of view, there is difference. But as question of the labeling of both devotees, that where both stand, then person who is desirous of gopis type of love, he is very high, he is situated on very high platform. Then Prahlad Maharaj, who is realized soul himself. These are the very, very subtle points which we try to understand. Prahlad Maharaj is very much Jnani Bhakt and Bhisham Pitama is Jnani Bhakt. Bhisham Pitama is Jnani Bhakt, he is saying that he is just throwing bows, arrows, and piercing on the body of Krishna. And then the blood is coming from his body and I am enjoying because I know he is God. Because he is Jnani Bhakt. But at the same time he is enjoying it also. Why? He is saying that the blood is coming and then I am thinking that I am also loving Krishna as his beloveds are loving him by just sometimes pinching him and scratching him by their nails in their love. So at least this Jnani Bhakta was capable enough to think the thought up to the standard of lovers who can stretch. So he is categorized in the level of bhaktas, not only jnanis. So his standard is high. You should understand this, Maharaj was saying. Parikshit Maharaj is telling to her mothers, in fact, he is giving an opportunity to us that easily we should understand everything. So if we understand by surrendering totally to Gurudev, then it will go and we will understand them. Then we will generate a desire, a lalsa. And if desire comes, then whatever unwanted desires also exist, they will go very fast. How? When he is really sadhak, he will start doing bhajan by chanting Harinam, understanding it very well that Harinam is not an ordinary word. Ordinary word and the spiritual words, the main difference is all the ordinary words we heard and learned from the material person, from the material look. But this word, spiritual word, you will never hear it from the material person. In a sense that any person, if he is chanting this name, he must have heard it from a spiritual person, because its real connection is from the spiritual world, from Golok Vrindavan. This is Maha Mantra is coming from Golok Vrindavan. It is not words, it is not only ordinary words. It comes through Guru Parampara. And it is this Maha Mantra, he is Lord Himself. We should pray to Him, to this Maha Mantra Dev, Namdev. We should pray to Prarthana. We should pray to Nam personified. I am Kami, I am lusty, I am Krodhi, I am full of anger, I am Khal, hypocrite, rascal. Please enable me to that so that I may do some bhajan. This is the first stage of bhakti. And those who are on the higher platform, they will be saying that we should be able to do bhajan like gopis. Those who are higher stage. Gopis, they are so much capable. They are engaged in ordinary activities. They are cleaning their house, brooming, they are washing utensils, they are making their children sleep, preparing food, cooking chapatis. They are doing such ordinary work. But their mind is constantly engaged in remembering and thinking Krishna's pastime. What happens generally to those who are materialistic people, when they get up, always they think about money, business, profits, loss. The moment they get up, this thought comes in their mind, automatically. They can't help it. Similarly, those who are on the stage of gopis, they are bound to think about Krishna. They can't help it. Thought will automatically come in their mind. But if we think ourselves, we are not doing this thing. Sadhak means who is trying to attain bhav, and we are not trying to do it. So it is not our sadhana, it is sadhana bhas. Maharaj used the word sadhana bhas, abhas. Love of gopis is ragatmik prem. Those who follow the path of gopis, they are called Raganuga Bhakta. And those who are real sadhak, they follow Raganuga Bhakta. Maharaj is telling, those who are gopis, they are Ragatamik. And those who follow the footsteps of gopis, they are Raganuga. And those who follow the footsteps of Raganuga, they are sadhak like us. At least we should become sadhak like to follow Raganugas, Raganuga Bhakti. Gopiyas, love of gopis is like this. They are so much absorbed in Krishna. How? They are thinking sometimes, how Krishna smiles and how he laughs. How beautiful, attractive he looks when he laughs, when he smiles, when he talks, when he sees, when he stares. His each and every part of body, they are thinking, gopis are thinking, how it acts, how it vibrates, how does it work, how does Krishna does like this. And his postures, his gestures, his way of walking, his gait, everything. Gopis are always absorbed in those thoughts. Just as material thoughts come in our mind without any endeavor, similarly, such thoughts come in the minds of gopis without any endeavor. And they start singing Gobind Damodar Madhavati. Words automatically are coming from their mouth. They start having feelings of Krishna's pastime. Krishna is weeping. Mother Yashoda is running after him, chastising him, having a baton in her hand. She is ready to beat him, and Krishna is weeping. And Ganges and Jamuna is just going to his ear. He is so much scared, so much that he cannot even speak. And everything, they are just booming and they are thinking like this. What is happening to the process of cleaning? Maharaj was asking. They are thinking this thing and then booming. What will happen to the activity of booming? If he is not clean, then your mother-in-law will come and abuse, scold. No. This act of grooming becoming so accurate, everything is automatically so nicely clean because they are absorbed in Krishna's thought and this grooming act is going on. By Yogamaya. Similarly, if those even who are on the Madhyam Adhikari, if they are so much absorbed in the activities of Krishna's consciousness, whatever they do, whatever their material duty is there, there is no any, Maharaj was saying, there does not, in their activities there is no hole, there is no dent in their activities, it goes perfectly perfect. Who does it? Yogamaya does it. Why? Because Krishna is the arranger. Vyavsthapak kon hai? Krishna Vyavsthapak. Bolna kon hai? Gopiya, if they will start brooming by closing their eyes also, the things will be done automatically. Because Krishna is the arranger. He was quoting, when Bajra, you know, there are too many different crops, like grain, like this rice, yeah. And there is one is called Bajra, I don't know what's in this.
Buckwheat.
So, taking out Bajra from it, you need to hammer it. Musal. There is iron pot, and they are by big iron rods, which is called mortar and pestle. Big pestle. And two gopis they do together. Mm-hmm. One does like this at the time, the another lifts it. When the another pulls, then the first lifts. It is not together. If it will become together, then it will crash. Thang! Both gopis are just, their eyes are closed. Govind Dhamo Dharma Dhoeti. And they are doing it. And such a nice melody is coming and rhythm has become. And on that rhythm they are singing. And that activity is automatically going on. Activity of what? Taking out that husk. And sometimes for the devotees who are just in sadhak, if Yogamaya, who has arranged everything so nicely for the devotees, she sometimes also becomes otherwise, otherwise different also. Just to test, she creates such a vicious and havoc situation that devotees become scandalized. This is a testing point she creates. Those testing circumstances are also created by Yogamaya. Maharaji was saying, when she comes to take test, then she makes kachumbar. You know, kachumbar nikal deti hai. What does it mean by kachumbar? Like, any fragile thing you take and then put a big rod on it or big hammer on it, what will become of it? It will become into pieces. Kachumbar nikal jayega. Those pieces are called kachumbar nikal jayega. When Yogamaya comes to test, she puts such a heavy hammer that the devotee's kachumbar nikal jayega. And there, if his bhakti remains straight forward, the things go into pieces as his material aspect only, not the spiritual aspect. Then he promoted in the higher class. Similarly, if one is involved in serving Gurudev and perfectly, then the arrangement made, arranger Krishna says Yogamaya to look after the activity, the material activities of, material duties of that person. There are 88,000 of different demigods and different agencies. The Krishna has instructed them that any mistake and flaw committed by my devotee, but the person must be devotee. Not the person who is having material desires and doing some bhakti, or is desire, or is lazy person. Oh, Krishna has allowed 88,000 people to work on my behalf. So I should do bhakti only. And he comes to his bed and starts chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And that's it. Who will go to office? Who will go to office? Who will do this thing? Krishna has employed 88,000 persons on my behalf. They will do it. No. Krishna does it only for those who are actively working for Krishna. Like Sanatana Goswami, Guru Goswami. Who goes nearly to that stage. Krishna. That mistake is rectified by his demigod. हमें अनुकरण नहीं करना अनुसरण करेंगे देयर इज टू वर्ड्स कॉपिंग एंड फॉलोइंग आई थिंक देयर टू वर्ड्स वन इज कॉल्ड कॉपिंग एंड अनदर इज कॉल्ड इमिटेशन एंड कॉपिंग इमिटेशन एंड द अदर इज फॉलोइंग वी आर नॉट सपोज टू इमिटेट वी आर सपोज टू फॉलो टू हूम विल फॉलो इवन गोपीज विल नॉट फॉलो We'll follow our Gurudev, Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. First, rise above the level of Deha Atma Buddhi, identifying ourselves with my body. If sometimes it happens that the lust and desires come and start agitate us, then involve in bhajan, go to devotees and try to come out of this disturbing point. Because the moment we are grossly identifying ourselves with this body, we will be grossly haunted by the material desire. So first come above from the level of Deha Atma Buddhi, from the level of identifying ourselves with this body. Lord Premanande. So, whatever time Maharaj took, I think I took more than that.
And we're speaking about this tour, first he went to Fiji, which is a beautiful island, and this is the story, it is called that this place is that place where after subduing Kaliya, Krishna sent Kaliya here. And here still people perform worship of snakes, apart from the demigods. Then he explained different places he visited during his tour. And then he said that now he's going to give the essence of his one class, one lecture he gave in Navadvipa. Mm-hmm. And then he started this. He said that this Omkar, the word Omkar, represents Shabda Brahma. And Gayatri is manifested from this Omkar. And from Gayatri, all the four Vedas have manifested. And Srila Vyasadeva, essence of all these Vedas is compiled in Puranas by Srila Vyasadeva. But ordinarily, the people cannot understand this language of Puranas. But this is very, very grave, very deep. Therefore, he compiled Mahabharata for people in general, so that they can understand them easily. But anyway, all of them, the object which is established is Krishna himself. Gayatri means Tran, that is deliverance. Ga means singing, and Tra means that deliverance. It has three divisions, A, Uma, the beginning of Gayatri, the Omkar. And A represents Krishna, U for Srimati Radharani, and Ma for the Jiva. Gayatri is the upasana, or the worship of Srimati Radharani. People can easily understand the...
Gayatri is the worship of the upasana of Radharani.
People can understand the outer meaning of Mahabharata, but what is inside, the grave meaning, the deeper meaning, is very difficult to understand. In Mahabharata we find many attractive stories, like stealing fight of Kurukshetra, and many, many others. But the import of all this is Bhargava Deva Se Bhi Nahi, that the worship of Srimati Radharani, and this is Sanatana Dharma. The living entity is Sanatana, eternal. All this, because this is extracted from the Vedas.
Yeah, it comes originally from that.
Yeah. So this, externally people cannot understand, it's outer from reading it outside, they cannot understand what is its deep meaning. Because they are saying its deeper meaning is Bhagavad Deva Se Bhi Nahi. And this is all Sanatana Dharma. The living entity is eternal, and its relationship with Poon Brahma is eternal. This is explained by Brahmaji. When the confidence and knowledge was given to Brahmaji, then he could not develop bhakti. But only when he was blessed by Krishna, then bhakti appeared in his heart. Omkar, the origin of Omkar is Krishna himself. It is not easy.
I'm sorry, it's too fast for me. What did you say about your brother?
He said that when the jnana and vijnana was given, but still he could not grasp it.
Jnana and vijnana was given in the form of that is what he
got. Yeah. Then it was difficult for Brahmaji to understand. Then by mercy of Lord himself, he blessed him that this he realized for you, then he got a bhakti in his heart. This point was yesterday, we have also explained yesterday. Omkar, the origin of Omkar is Krishna himself. It's not easy to see him in this form of Akshara. It is compared to a salty ocean, and by churning it, you will get clouds, which gives sweet water, and this is Gayatri. It is from Omkar, the churning of Omkar is Gayatri. The worship of Krishna...
compared to the salty water.
Yeah, it's compared to salty water.
Yeah. The Omkar is like salty water.
Yeah. It's just like a, you know, mundane comparison.
Yeah.
And and by churning it, you get clouds.
Yeah.
And then from clouds, you get sweet water. That is Gayatri, because it is manifesting from Omkar. the worship of Krishna by living entity is Sanatan, Sanatan Dharma. When the discussion was going on between Ramananda and Mahaprabhu, in this verse, Sarvadharman Pratija was written as external. Mahaprabhu said this is external. And then he said, Sthane Sthiti, this is also external. Only Bhakti is Sambandh. Now here it is described that Bhakti is Sambandh. And such upasana, the worship, is highest. Bhakti is the essence of Haladini and Samvet, which is manifested on Sandhani. And which type of bhakti? Which has priti in it, that is, yatha, that the verse yatha devet tada bhakti, what is the verse? Yatha devet tada guru. Tathya prasanti, prasanti matma. Said that the bhakti should be equally directed towards Lord as well as Gurudev. With the symptom of priti. This is explained by Shandilya. And in the Bhagavatam, the bhakti describes Sarva Pamsham Para Dharma Yato Bhakti Radokshade.
Is there another verse by Shandilya Rishi?
Something like Pranurakta? That's what? Anurakti means, Paranurakti means priti, Anurakti. Para means self, absolute reality, and Anurakti. This is explained as bhakti is when you develop priti for that absolute reality. So bhakti is the serving attitude of our consciousness, which is continuous like a current, a continuous flow of, you know, how you explain this term, tel dharavat in English, Prabhu?
What?
Tel dharavat, you know, like unbreakable flow of current.
Yeah.
And water flows, like, you know, streamlined flow.
Yeah.
And this is, it should be like that.
Yeah. Continuous.
But here is the adjective. The word nirantar refers to continuous, but then there is tel dharavat also, which explains more clearly that it should be like with a force like stream.
Mm.
And towards adhokshad.
Uninterrupted.
Nirantar means uninterrupted. Antar means interruption. And nirantar means uninterrupted. That's continuous. But then there is adjective tel dharavat, which is like, you know, streamlined flow. When a current flows, you know, when it falls, water falls, you see, like non-stop, in a force. So, for bhakti of adokshat, it's described that with all our senses, we should render service to our Lord. Just like Lakshmiji rendering service to Narayan. But Vyasadeva was not satisfied with this. He saw all the forms of Krishna. And all his different forms appear according to the mode of worship. Like this one was also yesterday discussed, that according to the mode of worship of a devotee, Lord manifests himself accordingly. It's like someone wants to worship him as the sun. Lord is like Nandanandan, Yashoda Nandan. If someone is worshipping Madhurya Bhav, then he will manifest him like Radha Khan or someone like that. And if someone wants to worship him as his husband, he will manifest as Dwarka Krishna, like that. According to the mode of worship of Sadhak, Lord will manifest him before him accordingly. And he saw all the pastimes of Braja, the worship of Vatsalya Sakya,